Boulder's Park and Recreation Department was awarded $25,000 to help train and retain lifeguards this week. The grant will help facilities at North Boulder Recreation Center and the outdoor Scott Carpenter Pool. Due to staffing shortages, these pools have had to run on a limited schedule. The Spruce Pool has not opened this summer at all. Some of the incentives that are being introduced include a $1 an hour bonus for those lifeguards that work through the Labor Day weekend, and a referral bonus of $100 for those that work for the city for 50 hours. Community members who are interested in becoming a lifeguard can apply at bprjobs.org. Denver opened a new window for e-bike rebate applications yesterday. It has received so much public interest that it had to limit the applicants to income-qualified participants. The previous round of applications launched on Earth Day, and so many people applied that funds depleted within 3 weeks. The program allows rebates of $400 on an e-bike and $900 for a cargo bike. Income-qualified residents are eligible for a $1,200 rebate for an e-bike and $1,700 for cargo bikes. According to a City of Denver press release, users who were trying to become email verified overwhelmed the system, knocking the application platform offline for between a half hour and 2 hours. When the applicants did not receive verification, some attempted to reapply, thereby invalidating their old verification and starting the half hour to 2 hour wait over again. Since the inception of the program, 848 e-bike rebates have been fulfilled. The program will limit the number of rebates offered each month for the remaining 6 months of the year to ensure that the program can last through 2022. National parks were big draws for tourists last year. Visitors lined up across the country to enter the national park system more than 297 million times, up 25% from 2020. These visits meant a lot of spending in nearby communities. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Justin Higginbottom reports on a new study which crunches the numbers.
Last year, visitors lined up across the country to enter the national park system more than 297 million times. That's up 25% from 2020. Those visitors spent around $20.5 billion within 60 miles of those parks. That spending is up 41%. This comes from a new report by the Park Service. According to the authors, much of that increase in visitation and spending has to do with recovering from a pandemic year. In 2020, less park facilities were open. The study says that nationally, the lodging sector saw the highest direct effects of visitor spending. Next was restaurants. And this all might be an underestimate. The agency used a new method to survey visitors at Zion. The results show visitors spent more time and money during their trips than previously thought. Justin Higginbottom for Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
The town of Lyons will get another month to discuss whether or not Boulder County should strike a deal with CEMEX, a Mexico-based cement production company. For years, CEMEX has been one of the worst polluters in the state, dumping 350,000 tons of carbon into the air each year. This summer, they applied for a mining permit. In exchange for the permit, they offered to make a deal. CEMEX said that if they get the permit to mine, they will close their Lyons coal-fired plant in 15 years and give the land back to Boulder Open Space. Boulder County Open Space initially endorsed the deal, but after protests from community members and Lyons officials, have decided to open the decision back up for public discussion. Community members have another month to weigh in on the proposal. Lyons Mayor Holly Rogan told the Colorado Sun that the community thinks both the options presented have risks and would like to find a third option. She said she and community members in Lyons will continue to look for a deal that works for everyone. The Humane Society of Boulder Valley is hosting free adoptions for dogs 1 year and older now through Sunday. Adoptions for dogs usually cost $150. More than 30 dogs at the shelter are looking for homes and are current on their shots and health checks. In addition to the free adoption, Sunnyside is also offering 25% off their products and free crates. More information is available at boulderhumane.org. The 14th annual Tube to Work Day is this Friday, July 15th. It will be a return for what, until 2020, had been an annual tradition. The pandemic put a two-year pause on the event, which historically draws hundreds of participants in life jackets, helmets, and business suits or costumes to the waterway of Boulder Creek. Billed as the world's greatest traffic jam, the aquatic commute starts at Eben G. Fine Park, where participants will enter Boulder Creek, then tube onto their place of employment. Wetsuits are encouraged as the starting time is 8 a.m. The registration fee includes a hot coffee and a light breakfast. 25% of all proceeds will go to Boulder Bridge House. Registration is now officially open with only 800 spots available. According to the National Weather Service, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 3 and 4 p.m. Increasing clouds with high near 92. Light and variable wind becoming north-northwest 5 to 9 miles per hour in the afternoon. Outside the Boulder studio is currently 68 degrees. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.